Rodney Hughes and James Brolin as Bob Ferris and Terry Collier, better known as the Likely Lads. It's a well-known phrase or saying that an Englishman has salt in his blood. Well, in the case of our two lads, the salt probably comes from fish and chips. But there comes a faint stirring of that seafaring tradition when there's a possibility of a holiday afloat.
Terry? Terry! Oh, wake up, man.
What?
Listen, I've got something to tell you.
Come on, wake up.
Oh, you're lovely when you first open your eyes, Terry. Do you think if I kiss you, you'd turn into a handsome frog?
What time is it? Hey, are we all right?
Yes, the main feature doesn't start till 9:10.
Why the lather?
Listen, we've got a week's holiday coming up, right?
Aye, where's my shoes?
Listen now, we've got nothing arranged. We'll spend the whole week glued to the television in the middle of summer.
That'll be all right.
It won't be all right, but we're saved.
Have you been to see Billy Graham?
No, listen. I've just run into David Wall, and their little girl's been whipped into hospital appendicitis.
Oh, that's wonderful news, Bob.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
It's a tiny little band, Doreen.
Daphne.
Oh.
Anyway, the point is, the Walls are going to the Norfolk Broads next week. They've got a boat and everything's arranged, and now they can't. They'll lose the deposit, you see, unless they can find someone else to go.
Us?
Yes, us. Look at the pamphlets. It'd be fabulous, wouldn't it?
You don't go too far out, dear.
Too far out?
Well, I don't want to be out of sight of land. That's not my idea of fun. Adrift at sea.
You're not at sea, man. You're on a broad.
I beg your pardon.
You're inland. There's nothing to be scared of at all.
Oh, you'd be no better. You're no sailor. I remember you on the boating lake at Priory Park, panicking when we lost an oar. You went to pieces.
Look, are you interested or not?
Well, maybe. Well, I suppose I am, yes. Let's have a look at the pamphlet. Oh, I see. I get it. You sort of float down the thing during the day, pull up at a watch it in the evening, and park her whatever you like.
My, you've got all the nautical expressions off, haven't you? You don't park boats, moor. That's what you do. You drive up and moor it.
Well, I suppose if there's one boat next to another, you double moor it.
Probably. Anyway, it's a good place, the Broad. It's fabulous for birds.
Maybe, but I don't happen to be a peewit.
Oh, listen, personal lads were there just last July, and they said it was fantastic. There was so much spare. You know what women are like at sea.
No, I don't. Do you?
Well, it's a well-known fact. They go mad for it.
Do they? And how do you know? You've only been across the South Shields Ferry. So they go mad on that. Right, you'd have to be quick, though. You're only at sea 3 minutes.
Listen, my cousin Brian, he's a steward on a liner. He could have told you a thing or two.
He did frequently. Yeah, but look, Bob, I mean, that was different. You had deck tennis and cocktail parties. And which one's our boat?
Look, that one.
Well, we certainly won't be playing deck tennis on that, will we? What? Vestine and the Fourth? Looks a bit cramped downstairs.
Listen, Vestina the Fourth has an enameled bottom with mahogany superstructure.
So is Selma Chambers.
You never liked Selma, have you? Look. She's all right, Selma. No, seriously, okay. Just look at the little map. Look. You've got a WR.
Well, what's that?
I don't know. And you've got a WC and a galley.
You have to cook your own food, then.
Well, yes, you can't take sandwiches for a week, can you? Anyway, you're great kid, yeah. You give you a little stove and you can have great nosh-ups late at night.
Hey, cocoa and tops of rum.
Yeah.
Aim at the capture people and tie them to the mast. And whip them.
Dusty maidens.
No, I'm not whipping a dusty maiden. Whip her down below, maybe.
No, it's a good idea, though, isn't it? I mean, tons of fresh air during the day, and you pull up at little country pubs at night.
Ha! Gimla! Avast behind!
You leave Selma out of this.
Well, set sail for... Where is it we're going?
Potahayam.
Well, let's see. Have I got everything? Darts, dominoes, dice, cards. Yes, that's a lot.
Here, Kerry, give me a hand with this suitcase.
Oh, by the cringe, ma'am. What have you got in here?
Here's your sandwiches. And a few tins. And there's some apples and some cream crackers and some salt powder and scouring powder. I thought you'd need that. Disinfectant. And then I put some sheets in, because I know they said they provided them, but you never know, do you, Bob?
No.
And I put in the rest of that seed cake, because your father doesn't like it, and it'll never get eaten. Oh, just so...
You're like a mobile shop. We can flog it up and down the river to pay for the holiday.
Very, very funny.
Oh, yes. Some of Mrs. Barker's homemade pickled cabbage. There's just room for it down the side.
Oh, Mum, I'm not being evacuated.
You don't want to be short of anything, do you? I'm sure Bob's mother's left nothing to chance. Now, did you pack your undies?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, those ones you took off last week were a disgrace. The owls! Look, if you'd had an accident.
All right, all right.
Now, are you sure you've got everything?
Yes, positive.
What about your new dressing gown?
Well, no.
Well, there you are, you see.
Well, I won't need that. I won't need a dressing gown.
Yes, you will, and anyway, it'll please your Auntie Elsie.
Oh.
Well, I'll go and have a look at you.
What are you grinning at?
When a mother cares, it shows.
Shut up.
Here we are. Here's the dressing gown. Now, take care of yourselves and have a lovely holiday. Here, Bob, look after him. Come here, pet.
Oh.
Have a lovely time. And here's 10 bucks for your spending money. And watch what you're both doing. Don't do anything silly. He's never been very good in the water, you know, Bob.
Oh, Mum, we're going to the north of Broads, not round the Horn.
Oh, there's your taxi. I'll just turn it away.
Are you right now, Sir Francis?
There we are, lad. Best scene of the farm.
Hey, that's great. Isn't it great? Not bad at all. And look at the weather.
I told you so.
Well, you're taking the credit for it now, are you?
Oh, you'll be all right this week. I'll just take these things below for you.
There you are, you see, and they know. They have an instinct for this sort of thing. They're always right about the weather.
Ah,
I just can't wait to be off. It's great, isn't it? I want to drive it first.
Hey, there's a nice little pub just up the river. We can have a few jars there tonight.
What? We've got 3 hours of daylight left yet. We can get miles before dark. I'm just going below to stow my gear, number one.
There you are. You've got a full tank. I've just
given
some ice and we'll be off for a run.
Hey, just a minute. Who's that just come up in the porch sports car? That's young Bert, the lady there.
Oh, that's Miss West, boatyard owner's daughter.
Is it now?
I won't be a minute.
Yeah, I expected something a bit different, really. I mean, it's got quite a good shape.
You wouldn't chuckle.
It's very neat.
Very.
I bet she goes well and all. Hey, do you think she runs on diesel or petrol?
Gin and tonic, I should think.
What? Hey, can you see what I've just seen?
No, what?
Hey, she's coming over, man. She's coming over.
Oh, don't just stand there. Pipe her aboard.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You brought some lovely weather. I'm Sally West.
Oh, yes, the boatyard.
That's right.
How do you do?
I thought this boat was for a couple.
Oh, yes, they're friends of ours, but they couldn't come.
Oh, I see. Well, one of you will have to come and sign the agreement form.
Oh, I will.
No, Bob. I'll do that. You want to drive first?
Yes, but I
it won't take a minute.
Oh, no matter. One's in a hurry.
It's in here.
Oh, allow me.
Thank you. Ah, where are we? You never find anything around here.
Do you own this place, right?
Oh, it's my father's, but he's sort of half retired now. He leaves all the real work to me, and Sam, of course. Now, this one must be you. Oh, yes, the names have been altered. Are you Mr. Ferry?
No, that's me, mate. My name's Collier. Terry Collier.
Oh, fine. Well, if you could just sign there, then, Terry, and let me have your deposit.
Don't let me out, then. Here's the money. Is that all there is to it, then?
That's it. You can take her away now.
Oh, no mad rush.
Oh, really? Have a cigarette, then.
Oh, ah.
Thought you'd be wanting to get away.
Well, it seems a very nice place, don't you?
Yes, but you've got all the broads to see, haven't you? It's your holiday, isn't it?
Fine. Well, if I'd known you'd be here, I'd have booked for a week in the boatyard.
Oh, there's not much around here.
Well, what about the visitors? Aren't any of them your type?
Well, they could be, but I only see them when they leave their deposit and again when they pick it up afterwards.
Well, I'm in no hurry. Why don't you come over with me tonight?
I'm not very supple, are you?
I can't afford to be. I've only got a week. And half of that's going to be spent afloat. So what about it, eh?
Is this the famous northern bluntness?
If you like.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Not at me last night ashore. I might never come back. We might get torpedoed.
If you do, you lose your deposit. All right, I'll come out with you. I'll pick you up in the car in half an hour.
The car? Champion. I'll just get changed.
I warn you, there's not much to do around here. I could cook for me in the cottage if you like. Spend the evening in. Of course, it's not much fun for you on your last night's tour.
Oh, I'm very easy to please.
What about your friend?
Oh, Captain Cook. Don't you worry about him, love. He's got the Dexter scrub.
Well, where have you been? You've missed the demonstration run.
That's what you think.
I want to make an entry in the log, Robert. I shall be taking the Liberty boats in half an hour, and with a bit of luck, a few liberties afterwards.
So what do you mean I want to get off?
I've got a date, man.
Who with? Miss Boatyard there?
Sally, if you don't mind. Just a quiet evening in. She's cooking me a meal in the cottage. Because Daddy's away in Jamaica.
Oh, well, that's charming.
Morning departure, I think, Robert. I don't really think I should be back tonight. As words were said, I'll be all right there. Now, I mean, new denim shirt, I think, yes. A suit blue, you know.
And I suppose tomorrow you'll want to leave the next day.
Oh, that depends, Robert, doesn't it?
And so we spend the old rotten week tied up here.
Oh, ma'am, we've got plenty of time.
Why, just as well if I'd have run out, though.
Now then, I think the jeans, yes, with the blue shirt, that will look very nautical. I don't really need a wash. I'm one at the cottage. I'll just try some of the aftershave that always gets them. Ooh. Ooh, you rough northerner.
Hey, Bob. There'll be plenty of spare here for you, man. I bet you'll have scored yourself by, ooh, 8 bells. Bob?
Soaking.
You'll have a mutiny on your hands.
Sally, Sally, you're down in another.
Oh, what a start to the holiday.
Bah, she's a lucky girl, though, but... Now, where's my shoe polish?
Bob? Bob? What are you doing? Turn around. Come on, Bob. Turn around.
Ah, swim ashore if you're so passionate.
Oh, look. This is a rotten trick. Look, she's there on the bank. She's waiting for me.
Well, put your trousers on. You're only excited for me.
Bob, I'm warning you. I'm warning you.
To say nothing of all those people on the bridge.
What bridge?
This bridge.
No!
You'll have to sleep sometime.
What, mate?
I said you'll have to sleep sometime. And when you do, I'll strike.
Oh, Terry, come on now. Fair Terry would have spoiled the whole holiday.
Holiday? Oh, yes. I forgot we were on holiday. All this chat about the birds and the fresh air, the country pubs and a great time we'd have. First night of a holiday, and what am I doing? Whittling. I haven't had a whittle since I was 10.
What are you making?
What do you mean, what am I making? It's just a stick with a point on the end. Oh, and I think I could have been there with her now, having a fantastic time. I've never known anything so certain in all my born days. I mean, it's like that sometimes. Just once every few years, you meet a woman, suddenly something clicks.
Do you want mulligatawny or green tea?
What?
Well, What kind of soup do you want?
Well, what's the point of having soup? We haven't got any plates, have we?
I know. I've got some oranges.
I don't want an orange, thank you. I'm going to bed. Where is it?
What?
Me bed.
Well, this is it. You've been sitting on it. It folds down and you make it up.
Well, isn't the one each?
No, if you look on the plan, you can see. Look. Look. There you are. It's the dinette, you see. There. Converts to double berth.
Double? You mean we've got to share it together? You mean I've got to sleep with you?
Well, I can't help it. It's going to be David and Frieda's, wasn't it? And they're married.
Well, we are not. Oh, when I think I could have had a home-cooked meal and Sally West, and what have I got? Mulligatawny and you.
I'm going to boil an egg. You want one?
No.
Hey, Terry, look.
What?
The water in this saucepan. It's all over one side.
That's probably because we're sinking.
Come on, Terry, man, come on, it's your round.
All right, now just a minute. Now, I'm sorry, Bob, but it stands to reason. There's something wrong with that boat. Have you ever heard of a boat that fell over?
It's called a list.
A list? It collapsed. There's obviously something wrong with it, with its balance. We'll have to go back to the yard and tell them about it.
We're not turning back. There's no good reason to turn back at all, except you wanting to see that Sally West.
That never entered into it.
Huh.
I've got a bright future in front of me. I don't want to go down in the Norfolk bog.
Look, Terry, this is the kind of holiday we're on. I want to see the little villages and all the little pubs and the cottages and little churches and things. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
All right, then, I'll see you back at the boat.
Oh, excuse me, landlord. Can I use the phone?
Yep.
Do I just,
Ask the operator.
Oh, fine. Operator, can I have West Boatyard, please?
Something wrong with your boat?
What? Oh, aye.
What's the matter with it, then?
Oh, the balance has gone. It's broken completely. Can I speak to... Was that you, Sally? Look, I'm very sorry about last night.
You were very naughty. I had a pie in the oven. Anyway, where are you?
Where am I?
Horning.
Huh? Oh. Horning. And I won't be able to get back tonight.
Well, look, I've got the car. Why don't I come over and pick you up? Stop at Acle this evening. I'll meet you on the bridge.
Well, champion, what time?
6.
And it's Acle. Right. Come up, Pet. Thank you very much, landlord.
Sorted out your problem, have you?
Oh, I think so. Gonna strip her down and give her a complete overhaul.
Oh, you're back, are you? Well, look, cups and plates, the balance is all right and the engine's perfect.
I know, Bob. And I want to apologize. I have been very selfish.
What?
Well, I mean, it's your holiday as well as mine. Joint decisions.
Oh, right. Well... I'll start her up then.
Yes. Oh, look, Bob. I got this pamphlet on the way back, and it says that this place, Acle, is it, the one you mentioned? It's a cunning little place, apparently. There's a most interesting 14th century church. 14th century, that's 1300 and something. With outstanding stained glass windows.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, we don't get many of those up our way, and anyway, it'd be a good place to stop tonight, like you said.
Yes. Well, fine then.
Well, come on then, Skipper. Start her up. What would you like me to do?
Well, you can navigate if you want to.
Well, what are we waiting for? Cast off, full steam ahead, sink the Bismarck. Oh, I'm putting on my new jeans, putting on my buckskins. I won't be wasted this time, though. Putting on my brand new navy blue polo neck sweater. Now, where is it?
Terry? Hey, listen, mate, I just had a walk around Acre.
And?
Well, it's not much here, and I've been thinking. You know what you're saying this morning? Well, perhaps I'm the one that's been a bit selfish.
What are you getting at?
Well, the next place up the river is Yarmouth. That's right up your street, isn't it? Mine too. Come to that.
The villages, the country villages.
No, mate, I know you. You don't want to spend the evening round here. You'd lap up Yarmouth. I mean, he's got the lot, Yarmouth.
Bob, wait. The cottages and the church. What about the church?
The dances and the beat.
Bob, I don't want to go to Yarmouth. I want to see those rotten, stained-up windows.
What's up with you? You make an habit of coming up on deck without your trousers on. There's a name for that, you know.
Look, turn the boat round, Bob, please.
You'll have another load of people on this bridge looking at you. So there's somebody waving now.
Sally West. Hello, Sally. Stained glass, rotten windows, you sneaky, rotten, jammy Arab. I'll ask her if she's got a friend.
Well,
that was a bit of luck. Only been in Yarmouth 3 minutes and a fool already.
That's a new track record, isn't it? Can I borrow some of your aftershave, mate?
Where did you meet her?
Oh, we were swabbing the deck. And, well, she was swabbing hers and I was swabbing ours. She's on the boat alongside.
Oh, I see. You just got chatting, did you? What did you do? Compare brands of mops together?
She's very nice. Name's Denise.
French, is she?
No, she's from Barrow-in-Furness.
That's how exotic. I suppose you're going to show her the sights of Yarmouth while I sit here and have another whittle, is that it?
Well, it's plenty of time, man. It's only 6 o'clock. I thought we'd have a look at the front there and then maybe back row the pictures.
You've got a nerve. You're far up my sex life and you come here and toddle off on your own.
Well, there's plenty of spare here, man. Place is crawling with it.
If I were you, I'd try the dance floor.
No, I don't think I will.
Well, you can't just sit here. I mean, not on your own.
It's very nice of you, Bob, to show such concern for my welfare.
Oh, not at all. I mean, it's your holiday as much as mine, after all.
So it is.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm coming with you.
Well, what a pleasant evening.
Yes, that was a very pleasant evening. Sit down, Denise. Bob, put the kettle on. Denise might like a nice cup of tea.
No, that's all right. I've got to go soon.
You could still go to that dance, Terry.
Yeah, there's still time.
Oh, I don't think so. Ah, I'm tired. Must be the air, fresh air. No, it's bed for me. Oh, I'm sorry.
What for?
Well, you're sitting on it.
Yeah, perhaps I'd better be going.
Well, it is late. It's gone 10 after all.
Yeah, I think I had better go, Bob.
All right, then I'll walk you home.
Not much part, really. I mean, she's only in the next boat, isn't she?
I'll still see her back.
Well, you'd better not, Bob. Me, Mum and Dad.
Oh, well, I'll see you up the stairs, then.
Don't bother.
Oh. Bye-bye, Denise. It's been a lovely day. See you tomorrow, perhaps. We could all three of us go fishing.
Ooh, thanks a bunch.
What's the matter with you? Have you got sleeping sickness? Of all the wrong tricks, I felt a right idiot in that fun fair with you trailing along. Especially in the Tunnel of Love. The three of us sitting in that boat in the dark.
And you holding my hand. Very sexy that was, Robert. He had quite carried away for a minute there.
Well, the least you could have done is to have pushed off now.
And leave you and her trying to convert that dinette into a double berth.
You're only jealous because I scored so quickly.
Jealous of her? Typical little teenager, all knees and giggles. Sally was a real woman.
Oh, look, Terry, Sally was the only bird in sight at Roxton. There's plenty here for both of us.
Oh, you're all set on Yarmouth now, are you? You've changed your tune.
I came to Yarmouth for your sake.
Oh, I don't want to stay in Yarmouth.
All right, then we'll go. You don't want to stay in Yarmouth, I don't want to stay in Roxton, so we'll just go somewhere else.
Please yourself.
Hand the map over.
What?
The map, hand it over. Give us your whittling stick. Now, I'm going to poke this in the map, and wherever it lands, we'll go, right?
All right.
Right. Where are we going, then?
The dog are back.
Ah, oh, look, Terry, this is daft. I'll tell you what we'll do. It's stupid as both being miserable. Let's toss for it. Heads we go to Yarmouth and Denise. Tails we go to Roxham and Sally. We could reach either from here if we get going.
Fair enough.
Oh, never mind, kidder. I tell you what, you can drive.
Oh, rats.
Terry? Terry, we're there, yeah?
Yes, we're there. I didn't want to wake you though, Bob. You looked so peaceful asleep.
Well, I feel much better for it. Where should we go tonight, the dance?
Please yourself.
Oh, well, we'll see. Where have you moored? Some place like last time?
Yes.
Good lad. Well, I'll just nip ashore and get some facts.
Terry?
Yes, Bob?
This is Robson.
Is it? Now there's a coincidence.
You rotten... I won the toss. It's like you were saying, you find out about things when you've gone on holiday with people. Even people you've known all your life. I mean, I used to think you were a selfish bloke at one time.
Oh, really?
Yes, now I know you are.
Is Sally there yet?
Oh, you've been to see her, have you?
I have. She's forgiven me, and she's picking me up in 5 minutes.
Huh.
Never mind, Bob, you've got the magazines, and my snoring won't disturb you tonight.
I'm going ashore.
Ah, now don't, son. Oh, fair in love and war.
Yeah, I suppose so.
No hard feelings, then?
No, of course not. One for all.
Good lad. Now then, where's the shoe polish? Hello. What's in this cupboard? So that's where they keep the crockery. Hey, Bob. Bob?
Yes, Jerry? Bob, that's not funny. Catching me adrift. I'll throw it a rug. And where's the key to the engine?
It's in my pocket. And you still haven't got your trousers on, people who talk to you.
Get off that boat?
I doubt it. Still, he won't drift far, will he?
Not farther than Amsterdam. Do you like baked salmon by any chance?
With, chips and peas pudding?
And broad beans, yes.
Smashing. What's for dessert?
We'll see.
I see.